Welcome back to Living Today, heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8. Once again, here's your host, Sharice Irons.
Good morning, Maryland. We are back, and this is our last segment this morning. This is your host, Sharice Irons, CEO and founder of Irons Group LLC. And this morning, we have been talking about the four P's that have helped me to gain some significance as I'm on my journey towards significance in this world. The first P we talked about was prayer. The second P we talked about was with prayer, you'll be able to discover your purpose. So the second P is purpose. And the third P we talked about was passion, that once you discovered your purpose, that you need to have passion to be able to share that with the world and those around you. So our final P today that we'll be discussing is perseverance. And this one is my, I would say that one of my core values with integrity. And then this one, perseverance. Sometimes I feel like I have a built-in perseverance chip. My friend Ozlyn calls it that I have spiritual muscles, which is, you know, I laughed when she said it to me. But honestly, perseverance is the one thing that I have. I just feel like I can never give up. I am so steadfast about what I need to do and where I'm going. And I've been like this pretty much, if I going back in my memory, my entire life. Right? My mom is always saying to me, she doesn't know where I came from, because it doesn't matter what happens to me. If I'm down, it's almost the reverse happens. Some people, when they're down, they stay down. They don't get up. They wallow. For me, staying down is almost, it's just a curse word in my mind to not be able to get up and do what it is that I want to do. So perseverance is, we need perseverance. Once we've discovered our purpose and we're passionate about it, you need to persevere. And here's why you need to persevere. Because like I mentioned earlier, you're going to have obstacles. There will be obstacles. There will be challenges. There will be trials. There will be tribulations. And you know what I believe, honestly, in my world, in my life, the more obstacles that I've had, the more challenges that I've had, the more I've faced them and pushed myself, is the more I find that I'm getting closer to where I need to be in terms of accomplishing my goals. The more difficulties I've had is the more I stretch myself, because growth is painful. It really is. It's not supposed to just be this, I don't know, this idea that some people have, that you're supposed to just go through this world, you know, rainbows and sunshine, Disneyland fairy tale, and we are not going to experience anything. That's not reality. The reality is there's life. There's, you know, you're in this world, living in this world that we're in now. We are going to experience challenges. And you won't be able to grow anyway if you don't experience challenges. How do you know what you're good at? How do you know what you need to fix or change if you don't experience challenges? So as we pursue our purposes that we've been called, and I keep saying called because your purpose is something that you're called to do. I really believe that. I really believe you're called to do it, that no one else can do it. And that's something else I need to emphasize to you this morning, ladies. No one else can do what you've been called to do, period. Because you've been called to do it. We all have a unique personality, a unique ability that we have been called to do these things. And I know there are people who will say, Sharice, I don't have a calling on my life. I was not asked to do anything. And I'll tell you what I always tell those people that say that to me. So billions of people on the planet, and you've been called to do nothing. I don't think so. We're all part of the puzzle. And I really believe this, actually, that if everyone would really honestly tune in and do what they've been called to do and not walk around saying, I don't have a calling on my life, we would be able to have a lot less of the challenges that we have now, because we would have more people doing what needs to be done because they're walking in their purpose. So if you're out there this morning and you're saying, Sharice, I don't think that's me. I don't think I have a calling. I am going to encourage you to really dig a little deeper, get into your prayer closet, your conversation. If you don't really necessarily know how to do that, reach out to me and I'll help you. I'm just putting that out there. So you know, being persevering is something that you have to have when you're walking toward your purpose. So I've had a lot of ups and downs in my health, a lot of ups and downs over the last, I'm going to say 10 years or so. I've had a lot of different issues. I've had anywhere from, you know, kidney problems, cardiac problems, you know, migraines. I mean, surgeries because of car accidents. I name it, I've had it. And at 21, when I became a mom, I became so laser focused. That required so much perseverance. I actually spoke to a lady on Friday. We met and she said, wow, you went right back to school after you had your son. Yes, because I took one semester off. And I determined in my mind, I said, okay, so I wanted to be a journalist. Remember what I said earlier. And I knew taking off too much time from school would literally deter me and that would stop me. So just one semester was all I took. I went all the way to school through the springtime. I had my son in October. I was back in school the following spring in February. And I was commuting from the Bronx to Long Island. And if you're a New Yorker, you know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, that means it's 2 hours one way, guys, on a train, on a bus. And I was getting to school at 9 a.m. I would get up at 5, get to for classes at 9. I would come home at midnight. I would get up and do it again. And literally, I did that continuously for a long time until I moved closer. But the point is, while I was being Noah's mom, I still had my dreams. They weren't far behind me. They were just, okay, we're going to put you to the side right now until I can do that. Because my focus was to be the best mom that I could be. And as soon as I had the ability, once I realized Noah was getting older, I started to do things that would then continue to take me on the trajectory. At the time, not knowingly, but there are things that I was doing that was preparing me to be able to go towards the dream and the goals that I have. My unwavering, you have to have unwavering faith in God, no matter what is happening to you. The point is, as you're persevering in the midst of adversity, always, you know, there's always a way to find another solution because God helps us to do so. You have to really push yourself. Oswald Chambers says that perseverance means more than endurance. Right. So you need both. But perseverance is another level. Perseverance is a word that defines my life. It is my ability to rise above any of the circumstances that I've experienced. It's not about survival for me. For me, it's about thriving, developing my character and remaining hopeful. This is where you have to trust God that everything will work out. And that's where I've been. I've had to trust and let things go and know that everything is going to work out because he is the author and finisher of my life and my faith. He designed it. He created me. He knows everything about me. He knows the purpose. He's given me the vision he's given me. So I know I have to persevere because I have someone that is unchanging with me, walking with me. Finally, ladies, so as you march towards significance in your world, you must remain prayerful to discover your purpose. And once you do, stay passionate and persevere. This is not about me. It's about the next generation of young people that we have coming up. We have a role to play. So are you active in your community? Are you active in your church? Are you active in your child's school? Where are you beginning to develop your ability to discover your purpose? What are the things that you see that bother you, that cause you joy, that may cause you some sadness, that you see that need to change around you? So as I stated earlier, the four P's that you need to gain significance that have been working for me are prayer, purpose, passion, and perseverance. And I just want to take this time to say thank you all that for those of you who've been listening, who joined me on Facebook Live this morning, I wanted to say thank you. So just keep this in mind, ladies. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't, you know, stumble. Don't. If you're stumbling, if you fall, get back up. Get back up because you don't want to quit. Everyone is needed out here to do some active work and become more impactful in the community. And as I started off the show this morning and I told you, as women, we are positioned to do great things in our community. And we don't have to be on national television or making millions of dollars. And, you know, we don't have to be Oprah Winfrey. to make changes and add value to the people around us and in our community. Yes, we need a lot more Oprah Winfreys, but what I really would like to see is more of us really taking a step to walking our purpose, walking our truth, stand on the foundations that you have, because it allows us to grow as a community and make our lives better. So I don't have anything else this morning for the show. I just want to thank you all. And once again, if you want to learn more about my services, visit my website at www.ironsgroupllc.com. Follow me on Instagram at Miss Iron Sharpens or on Twitter at Irons Group at Irons Group. My Facebook page is Irons Group LLC. And if you want to call or send me a text message, that number is 646-220-5889. I am so excited for you all this morning that as you begin to pray, to discover what your purpose is, you will become very passionate and you will persevere into the dreams and goals that you've been called to do. So with that, I just want to say thank you all for joining me once again and have a wonderful day and week.